Your WJBC weather forecast for today, provided by Lauren Rainson, WMBD morning meteorologist. There is a chance, yes, there is, of some more showers and storms, but that's going to be happening on and off all weekend long. High 84 today, 88 tomorrow, 79 with no rain on Sunday, 82 now. But Anne-Marie Dittman, who's in studio with me, is the assistant director for the Bloomington Center for Performing Arts. And I both know that if Tina's watching from up above and paying attention to the weather, we're going to have no problems for the summer solstice concert tomorrow, correct?
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
If you're unfamiliar with that, before we get into the 2017-2018 season announcement, let's talk about that show for tomorrow so everybody knows what's happening.
Sure. So we are going to have local favorite music artists with us all day long, starting at noon. Alex and the XOs is going to start things off for us.
At what time? Noon?
Noon.
Right?
Noon.
So it's not like gates open at noon. The music starts at noon?
The music starts at noon.
Hello, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. And actually, if people are there a little bit early and we're ready to go, we'll probably let them in.
Okay.
About 15 minutes early.
What does it cost to get in the door?
It's $15, okay. And you get a wristband. It's all ages.
I can bring my bag chair?
You can bring your bag chair, bring a lawn chair, bring a blanket. You might want to bring an umbrella.
Just in case, yep.
But there will be craft beer. We will have beer vans with craft beer and domestic beer, food trucks. We'll have Oogies, Healthy in a Hurry, and the Dinner Bell. All there, something for everyone in the food department.
I need to try the Oogies. They're usually sitting next to somebody else not healthy that I really like, and so I need to try them first off, you know?
Oogies is one of my favorites,
I gotta get in. What do you eat? What is your favorite?
I like the beef nachos.
Okay.
The steak nachos are awesome.
Oh, I wouldn't think that's healthy, but I'm glad to hear it is the way they do
it. It's not that healthy. But it'll do.
Healthier.
Yeah.
Healthier. That's all I need. Something along with my beer and then my chair as I'm going to sit down and burn no calories. Although I could get up and dance, which is
fine. Right.
Summer Solstice concert goes until what time?
Because you got a lot of artists. It goes until 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. with Matthew Curry at 9, from 9 to 10. Right before him on the main stage
He's
will be.
He's such a grown up now. I remember he was such a baby-faced young prodigy, and now his voice and his song styles match.
Right.
And
right.
So it's just amazing to watch the transformation on stage. He's so confident on stage. Ed Anderson's in town.
Ed Anderson is on the main stage right before him.
Excuse me.
Doing solo.
Edward David Anderson is what we have to say professionally now, so you get the right songs on iTunes. So many other great bands. So we will have that tomorrow. What else is happening this summer that I'm going to forget?
Cornerstones of Rock.
Oh, that's right. Duh.
Right, which is part of the Lincoln Fest Route 66 festival that's going on.
And that is when?
That is on July 15th our concert.
Okay.
And things will be going on. We are also showing the movie Cars at 4 p.m. that day inside.
Well, the original.
Yeah.
Because Cars 3 is coming out this week.
Exactly.
Weekend. But showing that inside. I have yet to see a movie at the Normal Theater outside of the accompanied movies with Dennis Scott.
I've
never seen a regular movie.
At the BCPA, yeah. So we're going to be doing that. It's set on historic Route 66. And then it's separate admissions. But after the movie, you can come to the food trucks, have some food, and then Cornerstones of Rock at 7:30.
Are tickets all sold out for George Thorogood? Because he's actually inside.
Tickets are selling quickly.
Yes.
But they're not all sold out.
Okay.
But of course... You still have time to do that.
When people realize, they're like, Thorogood. How do I know Church? Oh, he's the back of
the
bone guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they're more excited and they got to get their seats. But there's only 1,000, so.
And he's also going to be releasing a solo album.
I didn't know that.
In a couple months, I believe.
So no Destroyers, just George Thorogood.
Right. But he'll be there with the Destroyers for us August.
Full tilt. Now, everything that Anne-Marie Dittman and I are talking about today can be reviewed at artsblooming.org, and the shows we were talking about, there are times where you can buy your tickets in advance or just buy your ticket at the gate. But when we start talking about the 2017-2018 season here, if you are not an arts partner, all of these shows do not go on sale to you until when?
June 22nd.
June 22nd. But if I want to be an arts partner, I already am. What does the other folks need to know about, what to do that?
Sure. So for arts partners are at many different levels.
Mm-hmm. You can actually donors.
They're donors. to the BCPA. At the $100 level or more, you have the option to buy tickets before the general public. So you could buy tickets today. If you became an art partner today, you could get your tickets today.
And there are a lot of those tickets being sold to arts partners because they've seen the schedule and they're very excited.
Right. Now, and as we announce other things during the season, you'll also get that same option to buy early.
The schedule we're looking at right now is not complete. There could be some more shows added.
We will definitely have one or two more things.
Fantastic.
Added.
I made a boo-boo on the air when I was teasing you coming in earlier this week, mentioning that you were going to be here. And I said, hey, maybe you want to be an arts partner. And I said, hey, go to the 200 plus level so you can look into the possibilities of getting some reserved parking, which is always a
extra
pleasure.
Extra $50 on
and
that.
And I misspoke. It should start at 250 and go up so you can get reserved parking. And that is a luxury that a lot of people really enjoy. So, and then your CPA gives you a nice pat on the head when you bring in your receipt that says, look, I'm an arts partner. And they're like, and that's tax deductible. All right. So Bloomington Center for Performing Arts, the 2017-2018 season. Anne Marie, what comes first?
Well, after all the summer things are over, the first thing that we have up is Brian Regan.
Now, so he canceled on us last year because he had to do a movie, right?
He did.
Well, he's famous and he's awesome.
He is.
But now we get him.
We do. September 10th.
Tickets.
No more TV.
Need to be bought. Yes.
Yes.
Tickets need to be bought for Brian Regan. He is hysterical.
Right.
And I have never seen him repeat material.
I don't think I have either.
For some comics, I like repetition in their material. It's like playing their greatest hits. Brian's always got something.
Yeah, he's
new.
Always fresh. He's always fresh.
But speaking of comics, since you mentioned Brian Regan, I had no idea you were going to get Mike Birbiglia. And he is another one of my favorites.
Right. Mike Birbiglia will be here on December 9th. And we're looking forward to that.
Funny.
That was a very last minute addition that we were able to make.
But a very cool get.
Yes.
Mike Birbiglia is also a funny author. He is award winning and a great stand up comic. And not that I encourage people to buy subscriptions to satellite radio where they might have comedy channels, but if you've ever had a trial, for example, like you bought a vehicle and they're like, oh, try that out, and then realize, wait, radio's better free. On those comedy channels, he's very popular, as is Brian.
Yeah. Right.
Brian Regan.
Right.
So those are great shows. Now, those are great comics out of the lineup. We could go through in order of date, or would you like to go in order of popularity, Anne-Marie?
Or genre.
Or genre, okay. Any other comics? We'll go with that.
Well, not a comic per se, but a comedy show is An Evening with Groucho.
What is that?
So that is Frank Ferenti being
Groucho Marx.
And it's a wonderful one-man Groucho Marx show.
So kind of like in the stand-up genre, but a one-man performer?
More like A Night with Mark Twain. An Evening with Mark Twain.
Oh, okay.
More
so like
one-man
show.
Yeah, one-man show.
Like a theater show.
Yes.
And full costume and makeup and everything.
Everything.
I've never seen one of those done before.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. And then in the theater realm, comedy-wise, we will have Reduced Shakespeare Company coming with their new show, which is William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged. These guys are so funny. I've loved them for 20 years. This is a brand new show. They are touring it right now, and they will be taking it to Broadway in the spring of 2018.
That is a huge get in the way that they could succeed on Broadway, be award-winning, Tony-nominated or winning, and become the must-have ticket, and you could be on social media saying, ha, I saw them first in Bloomington. Because when they're running a test show, that could be the exact same show that you get on Broadway, but the fact that we would get to see it first is huge.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Do you think they'll be maybe videotaping any of it? Because you really do have the most fantastic facility.
Yeah, they probably won't.
Not that they were going to sell it.
Right, right. No, for themselves or for sizzle reels or promotion.
Okay.
Possibly. They don't. More people do audio recordings in our space than video recordings.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the acoustics are so great.
Speaking of sizzle reels, if you go to artsblooming.org, one of the things I do like is that when you're looking at a show and you're like, I don't know what A Night with Groucho is, or I can't remember who Brian Regan is, anytime you click on the calendar of an artist or show that you're curious about, you've put up on the website clips, video, and pieces, so you can get familiar with who these folks are.
Exactly. And one of those things that you definitely want to watch the video of is Catapult Theater. We will have them in September. And you may have seen them on television.
I did.
Already.
On America's Got Talent.
Yes. But they are shadow theater. You won't actually see the actors for most of the show. They are behind a screen. You will see the shadows that they produce with light on the screen, and it is amazing.
They take what I consider shadow puppets that we did as children to a level that is out of this world.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you can't even believe people can just use their bodies to create those images.
I can't figure out how they discover it. I mean, obviously that you have a director or a choreographer on the other side of the screen,
right,
that says, yeah, it doesn't look like doesn't look like a table, doesn't look like
an
turtle
elephant.
Or an
yeah.
elephant or something.
Yeah.
But how they discover those positions. That's a show that I bet your kids would go home and try and recreate.
I'm sure they would.
Which would be super fun. Anne-Marie Dittman, we need to take a short break, but we're going to come back with more shows because you changed genres on me there.
I did.
It's okay. We'll talk more about the 2017-2018 season just released for the Bloomington Center for Performing Arts after this.
Remember,
a lot of more bean acres this year, so there isn't the interest in really chasing the market.
Dale Dirkholz at AgriVisor.
With Anne-Marie Dittman from the Bloomington Center for Performing Arts, where she's the assistant director. I'm playing a little clip here, Anne-Marie, of Pink Martini, so everybody gets an idea of the flavor. Pink Martini's album Sympathetique came out in 97, and everybody I knew bought it because they had a craving for this style of music and didn't know where to get it, and it became the snappy background soundtrack for everybody's get together where we're having coffee and wine.
Yes.
And they are touring and they're going to be at the BCPA. Tell me
when. They will be with us on March 18th. And they're fantastic. They're like a little classical and a little jazz and a little pop and a little world music all rolled into one. And it's just dynamic and fun and
great musicians, great singers,
fabulous musicians.
That's a good night where you're going to have a good selection at the bar.
Yes,
because that is a drinking group.
Yep,
You're in the audience, you're like, yes, I love myself for buying a ticket to this. Pink Martini's on the musical list. Who else is on your musical entertainment list for all things BCPA?
We have a pretty wide variety of music this season. Of course, we talked about George Thorogood in August.
I'm
but
text messages about that in commercial break.
But we will also have the U.S. Army Field Band with us on November 13th.
Yay!
That is a free concert.
Well, that's even better.
Even better. You will need to secure your tickets, so you will have to reserve your tickets.
Okay.
But they are free.
And then it's indoors.
Indoors, yep, February 13th.
Sometimes when you hear, patriotic music, it just feels like
it should be outdoors.
Now, when the concert band's performing, are they bringing, or the U.S. Army Field Band, are they also bringing vocalists?
They are.
Okay.
That would be the vocalists.
I started to play a little of them, and I have the Star Spangled Banner. Do I get kicked out of the country if I don't play the rest of it?
I play a little snippet. I think you'll be okay.
Okay, you can watch the rest of the video and the rest of the Star Spangled Banner and sing along at artsblooming.org. Can we get to the musicals? Because I know band-wise, you've got a lot of great music and more than we can get to today.
Sure. Well, Gobsmacked
is the show.
It's so much fun. It's a cappella and beatbox combined, and it's more of a cabaret show.
Mm-hmm.
So it does have a through line, and
there's a continuing story.
So much fun. But if you like The Voice or Glee or Pitch Perfect movies, you will love this.
Gobsmacked date again is?
Gobsmacked is February 7th.
Okay, we've got things to look forward to. Yeah. See, I love having the schedule ahead of time, so I don't plan vacations and end up out of town at the wrong
time.
Right. And to end our segment, I wish it was longer because there's so many other things we could talk about. I mean, you have Dave Scott coming back and doing silent films.
Yes.
We've already talked about, Reduced Shakespeare Company. And I would love to talk more about Push Physical Theater. We'll have to do that another
time.
They're coming back talking Dracula. The tickets that are going the fastest from the arts partners are tickets for what?
Kinky Boots.
Yes. How could you not? How could you not buy a ticket for Kinky Boots, even if you've seen it before?
Right.
Have you seen that show with a pretty up close seat where you can tell how high the heels are for the dancers?
I haven't seen it from very, very close. My favorite place to sit in a big theater is usually the mezzanine. So when I saw
that in the BCPA.
When I saw it at the Kennedy Center, I saw it from the first balcony.
Okay, she just threw it down there. She saw Kinky Boots at the Kennedy Center?
Yes.
Nice. Okay, very nicely. I did not see it at the Kennedy Center. I saw it at the Peoria Civic Center years ago, and I had crap seats. And yet I was able to stay with a friend for the second half because somebody left and they were like, why don't you come down and see with me? And I'm like, I happen to be seeing it by myself. And so I found a friend and I was down close. And the drag queen chorus line in the high-heeled boots did things that I could not believe they could do. I was holding onto my own ankles going, oh, I can't believe you do that.
Yep.
But the show is a good one.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun.
So Kinky Boots is going to be my birthday gift to myself, and I need to get my tickets for Thursday, May 3rd, as do all the rest of you. But that doesn't happen again until when?
On June 22nd.
Of this year, unless you are an arts partner. If you'd like to become an arts partner today, Anne-Marie Dittman, who do they call?
You can call the box office at the BCPA, and that is 309-434-2777.
Or you can also call Brandy, who is so awesome in listening all the time and making sure that I give out correct information. I'm just passionate about the BCPA. Last night's History Makers Dinner included feature of Jesse Smart's contribution to our community and how important it was for Jesse, in his opinion, to say that we needed the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts to be created. That was part of a sparkle in his eye and others,
right,
that we needed a place where we could be artistic and come together and celebrate as a community and advertise to other communities. We're cool because we have this.
Right, right.
And recently, I know when people talk numbers and dollars and taxes and all of those things, Jesse was the first one to stand up and say, we didn't pick this idea to be self-sustaining and profitable. We picked this as a benefit to the community, as a good idea. And I was glad to hear him say that again last night.
Exactly.
For McHistory Dinner and the History Makers Gala. I'm sorry, we're out of time here, Anne-Marie, but thank you. Come back again so we can talk
about
shows.
I will. It's always a pleasure to be here.
And folks, when you see her tomorrow at the Solstice Concert on the front lawn of the BCPA, give her a high five and say you heard her here on WJBC.